Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Biden and longevity in 2028 and a number of messages that came in that all have a very consistent theme. And I'm going to go through and read, well, not the whole messages, not all of them, but excerpts from the messages. And then we're going to talk about the theme that is present. Okay, so starting off, you think he did well? We can't risk him for 4 years. He did okay now, but the risk of him declining is huge. He's too old. He won't finish his term. If he's elected, we risk losing him midterm. There's no way Biden ends his next term. The man is too old. Decline or not, he's not making it 4 years. By the time it's 2028, he'll be forgetting the year. There's a 25% chance he doesn't make it through the next 4 years. That doesn't worry you? I get that Biden isn't your man, and I even understand what you mean. I feel like if the Dems ran Romney, you wouldn't endorse him, but you'd silently root for him. Aren't you worried about the risk of him not being there to end his term? Not even a little bit. And probably not for the reason you think. No, I'm not concerned or worried about that. To be honest, I don't know that I'd given it any serious thought until these messages came in. Not something I think about because anybody who enters that office carries a risk of that happening. That's life. Eventually, it ends. If it didn't, it would be boring. So no, that isn't something that I view as a worry, a concern, a risk. I wish the man no ill will, but if he's not there in 2028, well, he's not there in 2028. It's not a concern. My worry, the risk that I see, isn't that Biden wouldn't be there to end his term in 2028. The concern I have, the worry I have, the risk I see, is that Trump wouldn't end his term in 2028. I've made that abundantly clear. To me, especially given recent Supreme Court rulings, that is the concern. That's the primary concern. I don't see that as a defining characteristic of this. Neither one of these men are young. So it's a risk either way, but it doesn't seem to me to be the thing people should be worried about.
Making everyone happy on vacation isn't easy. But you know what is? Going to Aruba. All you have to do is walk out your door to find pristine pools, relaxing white sand beaches, and an island teeming with outdoor activities that'll put a smile on any face. You won't just feel great, you'll all feel great, filled with a calmer, more peaceful vibe that radiates Aruba's warmth. And the best part is, it never fades. That's the Aruba effect. Plan your family trip at aruba.com.
Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.